Welcome back to the America Pray Now podcast, the podcast for people of prayer. Today, we will hear from America Pray Now director, Hannah Alway.
In Mark chapter 9, Jesus said, "All things are possible to him who believes." And in Mark chapter 10, he said, "All things are possible with God." God can do anything. And God has chosen prayer as a means of getting things done. A.W. Tozer said regarding prayer, "Prayer unites God and the praying man in one and says God is omnipotent and the praying man is omnipotent for the time being because he is in touch with omnipotence. Let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace so that we may find mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Let us come boldly. We should come humbly, but no man should be so humble that he does not ask. We should be humble, but we should dare to ask, seek, and knock. There must be expectation. One of the greatest snares in praying is to pray vaguely." Throughout history, men and women who understood this concept altered world events through their prayers. Two such examples in modern times are Rhys Howells and his son Samuel. Rhys Howells was a man from England who interceded with his small Bible college students during World War II. He often prayed all night during times of crisis when it seemed England was losing the war. He was mocked by many, including those in the media. Yet he persevered. And in the end, some in the British government believed that England won the war because of the prayers of Rhys Howells and his students. The testimony of Rhys Howells was that many times the outward circumstances seemed hopeless, but after they prayed, circumstances divinely changed. In his biography, Rhys Howells' Intercessor, it says that he had learned that all conflicts on earth are rooted in spiritual battles in the heavenly realms, and that intercession has to prevail in this realm for events on earth to be transformed. That is powerful. After he passed away, his son Samuel took over the Bible college and followed in his father's footsteps. He had seen the power of intercession, not just in theory, but through the intense spiritual battles leading up to and leading through World War II. He had witnessed intercession in action as he was growing up, and he witnessed world events altered. In the biographies of these two men, we read about their intercession during critical times in the history of Israel and how their prayers changed history. I want to give you two examples. When the United Nations was preparing to vote on making Israel a nation in 1948, the day before the vote, a pre-vote was taken, and there were not enough votes. Rhys Howells was so burdened about that he gathered his students together, and they spent all night in prayer. In the early hours of the morning, they felt that something had happened in the heavenly realm, and they ceased praying. We know what was the outcome of that vote. Another example of how their prayers changed history is on the 5th of June, 1967, events suddenly erupted in the Middle East. There was a plan intended to annihilate the young nation, Israel. Israel was heavily outmatched. Their enemies had 57% more troops deployed, 657 more combat aircraft, and 1,704 more tanks. Military analysts predicted the complete defeat of Israel by her enemies. But on June 5th, Samuel Howells and the students dropped to their knees and interceded until Israel had won a war that was impossible to win in the natural. Samuel Howells and his students also interceded during the Korean War, the Cold War, the Cuban Missile Crisis, Israel's Six-Day War, the Yom Kippur War, and many other world conflicts. They also prayed against communism and had the blessing of seeing the fall of the Soviet Union. During dark days in history, God has had those who willingly offered themselves to him, giving their time, giving their energy in prayer until the powers of darkness were defeated and events on earth altered. Both Samuel and his father remind us that delays are never denials in the life of prayer, and that believing God, no matter how difficult or how impossible a situation seems, is vital. Rhys Howells believed that there must be human channels on earth who will believe God and intercede for his purposes to come to pass. This is why we intercede on behalf of America. At this time, when the war between light and darkness is raging over America, God is looking for intercessors who will give their time to pray, who will give their time to cry out to him, to intercede, even in the night hours, if that's what it takes, until victories are wrought in the heavenlies and events on earth are changed. Samuel Howells once said, "It is when a cry is wrung from the heart that God hears and answers prayer." Being an intercessor is costly, but there is great reward. Matthew chapter 6, verse 6 tells us that what the Father sees us do in secret in the prayer closet, he will reward openly. There is reward. Do you want to be an intercessor that can pray through until you see world events change? You and I can be human channels upon this earth who believe that all things are possible with God and who willingly give our time and our energy to intercede for our nation, to intercede for our cities, to intercede for the church in America. You and I are being called for such a time as this. As the battle rages, we are being called to bend our knees and to intercede until we see events altered. Today, let us begin coming boldly before the throne of the Almighty God and pray with expectation and patiently wait for him to show us his power here on earth. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for the America Pray Now podcast. If you have enjoyed these podcasts, we also publish a magazine on prayer that is free of charge and can be delivered directly to your home. You can sign up for this magazine on our website at americapraynow.com. In addition to our weekly podcast, we also meet in 16 different cities every month to pray in person. Most of our in-person prayer meetings are in Virginia, and we also have meetings in Maryland, West Virginia, Delaware, and North Carolina. Please see our websites for times and dates. Until next time, may God bless you.